Hello, good morning. Steve here with the English programme. It's Friday, the 22nd of July, 2011. This is great, this almost the weekend. It's literally round the corner. Really is. Well, on today's English programme here on Audioboo, also on Mevio and iTunes, we have a fantastic lineup of things here. We have, in just a second, Aesop in Rhyme, followed by Nature Myths. We have more from the Dragon's Teeth, William Tell, Richard the Lion-Hearted. We also have some other things as well. Yes, so lots of things going on here. And don't forget, we also have our live broadcasts on Livestream, livestream.com/English Radio. So larger things going on. Oh yes, larger things. Okay, right, Twitter, that's the place where people are these days, twitter.com/English Radio. It's much a fad as anything else in the history of human beings, so don't put all of your eggs in one basket is my particular thing for the day. That's my advice to you. Right, here we go. We have some Aesop in Rhyme. We had the Herdsman yesterday. I think today we are going for something else. We're not going for Herdsman today. We're going for this one here. I've lost it now. Where's it gone? I don't know. Okay, here we go. The Man and the Lion. Well, the man and the lion once had a dispute, which was reckoned the greatest, the man or the brute. The lion discoursed on his side at some length, and greatly enlarged on his courage and strength. The man, one would think, had enough to apply on his side the question, which none could deny. But like many others who make a pretense, he talked perfect nonsense, and thought it good sense. So, says he, don't be prating, look yonder, I pray, at that sculpture of marble. Now, what will you say? The lion is vanquished, but as for the man, he is striding upon him. Deny it, who can? But pray, said the lion, who sculptured that stone? One of us, said the man, I must candidly own. But when we are sculptures, the other replied, you will then on the man see the lion astride. Yes, that's it, folks. And the moral of this particular tale, lion's tale, well, you get it, you get the... The man might have added, if he had been wise, but a beast cannot sculpture a stone if he tries. That sufficiently shows where the difference lies. That's very nice. Okay, you can catch up with the English program on our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. You can find links to all of our podcasts, videos, audio things. You can get our audio boo by email if you prefer. You can subscribe £1 a month, etc, etc, so on and so forth. Come and help and support us. Become a patron of the English program if you wish. That's it for the moment. More from us in just a second. Thanks for listening.